صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that a person who sends 50 times durood, meaning a person who recites salawat 50 times upon me, I will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we commence today's silsila, let us make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. That the actions are judged based on the intentions. And the intention of a believer is better than his action. So whatever good deeds that we may engage in, we must always make a good intention. And the more good intention one makes, the more good intentions a person makes, is the more blessings, the more rewards one will receive from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, let us make some good intentions before commencing the silsila. That inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever is being taught, whatever I learn, I will practice upon it and teach it to the others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And whenever I hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I will reply, I will respond by saying, Azza wa Jalla. And whenever I hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned, I will reply and respond by saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are doing a silsila that is called the Mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have covered many topics on this subject. We have covered many topics regarding the miracles, the mu'ajizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah today I want us to touch on the subject that is called the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Quran Majid. For indeed among all the mu'ajizas, all the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the greatest mu'ajizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will refer to it as the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one would definitely be correct in saying so. For the Quran Majid is indeed the greatest mu'jiza, the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the miracles, all the other miracles that were performed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those that were present were able to witness these miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, when they had no water, when they went out to fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they had no water for wudu, when they had no water to drink, and water gushed out from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those that were present were able to witness this miracle, this mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were fighting in the battlefield, when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were out fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and a companion loses his sword, when this companion's sword is cut into pieces, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this companion a stick, and when his companion looks at the stick, to summarize the story, when he looks at the stick turns into a sword. Only those that were present were able to witness this mu'jiza, this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a camel comes and brings its complaint in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those that were present were able to witness this mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and many other mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Rawaha sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed were witnessed by those that were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Quran Majid is such a miracle. The Quran Majid is such a mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was witnessed by those companions that were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today the companions read and recited the Quran Majid. They witnessed this mu'jiza, this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this miracle that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, we are also able to witness this mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Some of the Muslims, Allah has blessed with the opportunity, Allah has bestowed them the favor of, alhamdulillah, 1,400 years ago, a book that was revealed then. And alhamdulillah, up to you today, people have by-hearted it, by heart. In some homes, the youngest child in the family has by-hearted the Holy Quran Majid by heart. So meaning this mu'jiza of the Quran Majid was witnessed by those that were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was witnessed by the Sahaba ikram. And alhamdulillah, we are also witnessing this mu'jiza, which is the Quran Majid in front of us as well. And alhamdulillah, thousands and thousands are by hearting the Quran Majid. All over around the world, people are memorizing the Quran Majid. Alhamdulillah, people from different races, people from different backgrounds, people from different environments and societies, alhamdulillah, they are all by hearting this mu'jiza, this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are witnessing this mu'jiza, this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And dear listeners and viewers of Badri channel, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the beautiful mahal and environment of Dawat Islami, the Quran Majid is taught in different masajids. The Quran Majid is taught in different madaris, and they are by hearting the Quran Majid. Jami'atul Madinas, alhamdulillah, thousands and thousands under the flag of Dawat Islami all over around the world, alhamdulillah, are by hearting and memorizing the Quran Majid. And alhamdulillah, in the masajids of Dawat Islami, Quran sessions, tajweed sessions, in order to rectify the Qira'ah, in order to rectify the recitation of the Quran Majid, sessions of lessons are being held in different marakis of Dawat Islami, in different centers of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, there is an initiative that is referred to as Madrasatul Balighan, adult classes, whereby those that are not able to attend madrasa during the day, or brothers that are of age, that during the day they have other matters to attend to, alhamdulillah, there are Madrasatul Balighan, other classes, whereby the Muballighs of Dawat Islami, the preachers of Dawat Islami, are present and teaching the knowledge of the Quran Majid. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, wherever you may be around the world, make it your duty, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه, that the best among you are those who learn the Quran Majid and teach the Quran Majid to the others. So alhamdulillah, be among those who go out to seek knowledge of recitation of the Quran Majid. Be among those who by heart this book of Allah Azza wa Jal, by memory. And Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you the rewards for it in this dunya and in the akhirah as well. Salluhun al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, the Qur'an Majid is the greatest mu'jiza, the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That alhamdulillah, we, as I said earlier, we are also witnessing this mu'jiza of the Qur'an Majid. The Qur'an Majid is such a book that is full of speech, that is so broad and wise, that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal challenges the people that lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the same challenge is for those that live in our times, whereby the Quran, those who lived physically in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this challenge was to them. And those who live from that time up to till today, it is an open challenge by Allah Azza wa Jal regarding this mu'jiza, which is the Quran Majid. Allah Azza wa Jal makes a challenge. And what is the challenge? Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation from Kanzul Iman, say, if men and jinn were together to produce the like of the Quran Majid, they could not produce the like, even if they were together, even if they were to help one another. Subhanallah. This is a challenge by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this challenge is to show us the uniqueness of the Quran Majid. That indeed, this is indeed a mu'jiza. Allah Azza wa Jal challenges. And He says that if you do not believe in the Quran Majid, if you have any doubt that the Quran Majid is indeed from Allah Azza wa Jal, then bring a book like the Quran Majid. And Allah does not challenge any individual. But this challenge is a challenge to the entire humanity. This challenge is a challenge to insan, to human beings. It is a challenge to the jinnat. And it is not an individual. Allah says, help each other. Allah Akbar. Allah says, gather all jinnat, gather all insan together, meaning they must assist each other. The brothers that Allah blessed with opportunity to study Dars-e-Nizami. Imagine if your ustad gives an entire class a challenge and he says the compiler of this book compiled a book of 30 pages. You put your heads together and try to compile a 30-page book. And all the students from that particular class gather together. And they are unable to even compile a single line. Why and why? Because the book that they have to compile a book comparing to, that book, the speech in that book is wide and broad. The speech in that book is eloquent speech. The speech in that book is flawless speech. The speech in that book is speech full of hikmah, speech full of wisdom. And they are unable, the students are unable to even compile one line that would be able to stand, that would be able to compare to the other book. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, here Allah Azza wa Jal is not putting a challenge to a single group, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal puts a challenge to the entire humanity. Allah Azza wa Jal puts a challenge to jinnat, human beings, jinnat. Let them gather together, let them help each other, and they must try and compile a book like the Quran Majid. And if they fail to compile an entire book, Allah say to them that they must bring 10 surahs like the Quran Majid. Allahu Akbar. He challenges them to bring the entire Quran, and Allah knows it is impossible. For human beings and jinnahs, it is impossible for them to compile a book like the Quran Majid. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal says to them that, okay, let them compile 10 surahs like the Quran Majid. Allahu Akbar. Remember, the shortest surah of the Quran Majid, Surah Al-Kafir, it consists of a few ayat. Surah Al-Ikhlas consists of few ayat. The last 10 surahs of the Quran Majid are short surahs. Surah Al-Asr is a short surah with a few ayat. But Allah Azza wa Jal puts a challenge that compile at least 10 surahs that will be, that you can be able to compare to the Quran Majid. The speech in these 10 surahs that you are to compile must be the same as the Quran Majid. They are unable to do so. Remember that era and time in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically lived in, it was the era whereby people respected those that had power of speech, those that knew the Arabic grammar, those that were deep into grammar and so forth. But when the Quran Majid came, the Quran Majid defeated their speeches, the Quran Majid defeated their poetry, the Quran Majid defeated each and every person that was respected in society. When these people looked at the Quran Majid, they realized that this was indeed a book that could not have been compiled by a human being. This was a book that was indeed compiled by the Creator, the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadri Channel, the Quran Majid is indeed a mu'jiza, a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, even in the Quran Majid, the Quran Majid gave predictions of what was to happen in the future. The Quran Majid speaks of the day of Qiyamah. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? The Quran Majid speaks of Jahannam. The Quran Majid speaks of Jannah. The Quran Majid, there are incidents that are mentioned on the Quran Majid of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. And indeed, the Quran Majid is indeed a book from Allah Azza wa Jal. And dear listeners and viewers of Qadri Channel, today we have drifted away from this book of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have disconnected ourselves from the Quran Majid. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who commence their day by the recitation of the Quran Majid. May Allah make us among those who conclude their day by recitation of the Quran Majid. And my dear listeners and viewers of Qadri Channel, if you want to bring yourself closer to the Quran Majid, then bring yourself closer to the people of the Quran Majid. Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful mahal and environment of Dawat Islami, the Quran Majid is being taught and learned. Therefore, wherever you may be around the world, join this beautiful environment. Join this beautiful movement so that you can improve yourself, so that you can build your relation with the Khulafa'ur Rashid, the Sahaba Ikram, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Quran was recited in their presence, the Quran and Majid moved them, touched their hearts. Why and why? Because they had a relation with the Quran and Majid. They had a relationship. They could not even be separated from the Quran and Majid. And also, whatever ayahs from the Quran and Majid that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to them, they did not only by heart that ayat, but they practiced upon that ayat of the Quran and Majid. So in order for you to practice and understand the Quran and Majid, join the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, where the commands of the Quran and Majid are acted upon. When the Quran and Majid speaks of Salah, Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami, Salah is emphasized on. 5 daily Salah. And many other commands of the Quran and Majid that are practiced in this beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. Sallur al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the right.